VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. After being held 10 months in Russia, Brittany Griner has returned to American soil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our report.
Griner landed this morning at a Texas military base, where White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says wife Sherelle Griner was waiting.
U.S. officials who met her on the ground said she was in very good spirits, appears to be in good health.
It's unclear when Griner will head home to Arizona or whether she'll return to the Phoenix Mercury, her WNBA team. Coach Vanessa Nygaard says they'll give Griner space during her transition. But when she's ready.
I mean, hopefully it's a big hug and just how much we love you and how happy we are to have you back and just a lot of love.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Belarus told the United Nations on Friday that it would allow, without preconditions, the transit of grain from Ukraine through its territory for export from Lithuanian ports, a UN spokesperson said. Belarus was used by its ally Russia as a staging ground for Moscow's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. It said in June that it would let Ukrainian grain go via the country to Baltic seaports if Belarus was allowed to ship its goods from the ports as well. Ukraine did not agree to the proposal. A UN spokesperson said Belarus's deputy foreign minister met with the UN secretary general Friday to tell him that there are no longer preconditions. In a statement, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said the country was imposing Magnitsky-style sanctions on 13 individuals and two entities, including Iran's Morality Police and Basiji Resistance Force, and six Iranians involved in the crackdown on protests in Iran. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema has decided to shift from the Democratic to the Independent Party. And a new press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, says the administration is not bothered by the move.
We don't see a change in the Democratic majority, and so we see this as a decision that she has made, but we do not see a change in our Democratic majority.
Meanwhile, Republican organizers are starting to reconsider the party's resistance to mail-in ballots. AP correspondent Jennifer King has our report.
Got to be careful with those ballots. Watch those ballots.
When former President Donald Trump condemned mail-in voting in 2020, conservatives began to shy away from it.
They're unsolicited minions being sent to everybody.
But Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel said on Fox News this week that Republican voters need to cast ballots early. Beyond the challenges of COVID-19, ballot glitches, long lines, or bad weather on Election Day, giving Democrats a multi-week jump on voting makes it more difficult for Republican candidates to catch up. In Georgia's Senate runoff, Democrat Raphael Warnock topped Herschel Walker by an almost 2-to-1 ratio in mailed ballots. Tea Party organizer Debbie Dooley is a Trump loyalist, but says the midterms were the last straw. The GOP has got to put a priority on competing with Democrats from the start, she says, and beat them at their own game. Jennifer King, Washington.
The former police officer in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on the black man's neck, was sentenced Friday to 3.5 years in prison. J. Alexander King pleaded guilty in October to a state count of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. In exchange, a charge of aiding and abetting murder was dropped. King is already serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights, and the state and federal sentences will be served at the same time. King appeared at the hearing via video from a federal prison in Ohio. When given the chance to address the court, he declined. The UN Security Council has overwhelmingly approved a resolution exempting humanitarian aid from all current and future UN sanctions regimes, a vote the United States hailed as historic that will save lives and address long-standing problems of sanctions impeding aid deliveries. The resolution was immediately hailed by humanitarian organizations, including the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Norwegian Refugee Council. Argentina beat the Netherlands in a penalty shootout in the early hours of Saturday after a dramatic 2-2 draw to reach the World Cup semifinals. They will play Croatia, who knocked out Brazil by beating the five-time champs 4-2, also in a penalty shootout. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.